Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf vav. We're starting from the very top of the Amud, a brand new Mishnah. Zuk the Mishnah. A person knows that there's a mitzvah, machzor shekel. And you don't want to wait till the last moment. So the person says, you know what, I'm going to start collecting funds and put them away in a drawer so that I'll have enough to pay the machzor shekel. So he's machanis mois. Machanis mois, the Gemara is going to say beprutrut. Meaning, every single day or every single week, he puts away another couple of nickels, a couple of dimes, a couple of quarters. So he should have enough for the machzor shekel.
The Yomar. In English, piggy bank.
A piggy bank.
Pardon the expression.
But if I use the expression, they call me upset. The Treifus was that. Hamachanis mois. So he collects together mabeis to have a shekel. The Omar. Hari elu l'shikli. And he says that these funds should be for my shekel. These funds. He uses, remember, be medactic the words. Hari elu, these funds should be for my shekel. Now guess what happens? Now it comes machzor shekel time. He adds it all up, and instead of having 50 cents, he has 58 cents. What do you do with the 8 cents now? Because it's too much. So you're going to tell me, I should not give him more. You're not going to give him more. Ha'oshir lo yarbe. V'adal lo yamit. You got to give exactly the amount of Yishtai in the Torah. So what do you do with the extra funds? Isn't machlekes? Bishami Amrim Moisra Nadova, the extra funds you use for Nadova. Nadova means that you have to put in a special pushka in the Beis Hamikdash, which was used Lekayitz HaMizbeach. Kayitz HaMizbeach means those days when it was an off day in the Azara, there was very little traffic, very few people, then they would fill up the Mizbeach by using karbonos from this special Nadova pushka. No, you take the money and you put it back into your pocket, because after all, it was never your intention of giving more than machzor shekel. Your intention was just to collect enough that it will be enough. Now that I have more than enough, I put the rest of the money into my pocket. It's chul. Very easy.
When, if you dedicate it for something hekdesh, how could you make chulin?
Oh, see that's yehal to the bishamai. Bishamai means zayra chushaviyid. Bishamai holds taka moisur nedover. They still hold that this person never intended to go and collect more than 50 cents for his machzor shekel. Why do you collect more? Because every day, absentmindedly, he put in another nickel, another penny, into the pushka, into the bag, whatever it was, into his drawer, and then he figured, when it comes to Chodesh Adar, hopefully I'll have enough money for Machzor Shekel, and Baruch Hashem, he had extra, he had 53 cents, 58 cents. So that extra money is chul. Rabbi say, if people want to end before 9 o'clock, we have to move on. This is very, very easy. There's no grace of goyness here. Next, She'ovi Mehen Shikli. A person puts away funds. He doesn't say, Hari Eilu. He says, She'ovi Mehen. In other words, now he's using good, reasonable, rational terminology. He's saying, from these funds that I'm putting away in my little piggy bank, in my little pushka, from them I'll give my machzor shekel. Then in such a case, then kuli al meshav, and everybody agrees, sham moisr chulin. Because he said very clearly, I'm going to bring from these my shekel, so whatever is extra is chul. Simple, good. Next shekel. Now we're not talking about a machzor shekel, we're talking about a korm chatos. Eilu lecha tosi. Does the same thing. He puts away, now he's not putting away dimes and nickels, now he's putting away dollars or tens of dollars or $20, because you're talking about chatos is really a heavy duty carbon, you gotta go and pay a lot of money. So he puts away money and he uses the same expression, Hari Eilu Lechatosi, same as before. In this case, Shavin Shamoisin Adava. In the case of the machzor shekel, we had a machloikis beis shammai beis hillel. If you had 58 cents instead of 50 cents, what do you do with the extra money? Is it nedava? Is it chulin? However, in the case of chatas, everybody agrees that if you put away too much, you put away $500, and there was a sale on behemoths for chatas for $400, you have now an extra $100. What do you do with $100? You put it for the kayitz and mizbeach, for the beis hamikdash. Why is there a difference between machzor shekel and between korban chatos? Where Reb Shimon is going to address that in one more line. Now the Mishnah continues, She'ovi mehen chatosi. This is parallel again to the case of the machzor shekel. He's putting away every day a few extra dollars, and it turns out he has too much. But here he didn't say, Hari eilu lechatosi. He said, She'ovi mehen. So he said very clearly, I'm not going to use all the funds, whatever I need for karm chatos. Then shaman shemoisechul. So that's very easy. So the case of the ovim mehen, both by machzor shekel and by karm chatos, exactly the same halach. So what's the difference, however, the Gabbadi Hari Elu? Remember, by Hari Elu, we said, by Machta Shekha, it's a Machloikis. Hari Elu by Chatosi, it's everybody agrees, so Moisin Adavah. The Omer Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was always Deutish Tama de Kra, now he's Deutish Tama of our Mishnah. Ma Bein Shkolim Lechatos. What's the difference? Elishel Shkolim, Yeshlen Kitzva, Ulechatos Ein La Kitzva. Very, very, very simple Svara. No Grois Alumdus over here. When it comes to Shkolim, everybody knows Machta Shekel is 50 cents or whatever. It's a Machta Shekel, whatever it is. So therefore, if ultimately he collected together 60 cents, 70 cents, 80 cents, in such a case, I have a machlok between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Do I say that the extra funds are nedava, or the extra funds are chulin? But when it comes to korm chatas, everybody knows that the chatas ain't la kitzva, because if you go into the behemoth store, he'll tell you they're all different ranges. You can go and get a grade C animal, and a grade B animal, and a grade A animal, triple A, and this one has a yichas, and this comes with hashgacha of the bezin tzedek, and this one has a zah, whatever you want, it'll always be room for increases in prices. And of course there's a shortage, right? Just like Esrig right before Sikkis, all of them, there's a tremendous shortage this year. You may kind of stuff. Anyway, the point is that the price fluctuates, and therefore when he put away the funds, he knew that it's very possible that all of these funds he's going to need for Karm Chatas. So already his original intention was that if I need it all, it'll all be Chatas money. So therefore, if it turns out that there was extra money, no, then it goes l'nedava according to everyone, even according to Beis
Hillel. When he says Hare Elu,
yes,
he cannot do that when he actually gives the shekel. I have a shekel.
Right.
I give the half shekel and I give the change for myself.
That's according to Beis Hillel, yes. According to Beis Hillel, if you put away 60 cents and he only needs 50 cents, 50 cents you should give for the Machta Shekel, the other 10 cents he can pack.
He doesn't have to give the change. He can give a real...
No, Gab is incorrect. You have to convert the 50 cents, the pennies and the nickels and the dimes, into a half a dollar. About it, you have to convert it in the Machta Shekel.
Then what is the difference, Elu, if he didn't send it? He doesn't give anyhow. He's not giving Elu.
He goes to the Gizbar and he says, Gizbar, can you, the Gizbar is a Shulchani, and he has to go and change it.
He changes, but he might have at home half a shekel.
If he has half a shekel, then he doesn't need to collect in the first place. Okay. Talk about a person who didn't have a supply of Machta Shekels, and every day he's putting away another nickel, another dime. Okay, so Reb Shimon made the Chayra a very simple teretz, a simple distinction. Yesh la kitzva, ain la kitzva. Reb Yehuda says, not so simple. Reb Yehuda oimer af l'shkolim, ain lehen kitzva. Why? So Reb Yehuda now tells us a little bit of history, and he tells us that at different times in Jewish history, the machzah shekel was a different amount. Why was it a different amount? Because Reb Yehuda is going to tell us that the din of machzah shekel doesn't mean necessarily the shekel that you have in the Torah. It means machzah of whatever the current regular currency is. Whatever the regular currency that is used by the general populace, that becomes your shekel. The machzah shekel is half of that. So in other words, nowadays, presumably, we'll see Mitzvah Mekarav, the Mitzvah, this was Chodesh Adar. We're going to see what the Gizbarim are going to demand when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and they're going to demand the Machta Shekel. We will say, are they going to ask for half a dollar, or are they going to have half a shekel of Eretz Yisrael, or half a ruble in Russia, or half, whatever.
A
half a euro, or half of the British pound,
Chinese yen,
etc., etc. Any other suggestions?
Chinese yen has come up like a pruta.
Whatever it happens to be. But the point is, that's what the Beis HaMikdash is telling us. After Shkolim, Einland, Kitzva, Shikisha, all these so menagoyla, when the Yidden came up at the times of Ezra Nehemiah from Gulis, Hoyishoiklin, Darkoinois, they were giving a shekel from a Darkoin. We had a Darkoin already yesterday, the day before in the Gemara. Darkoin is exotazai. There we use it for purposes of combining it. Here we're using it for purposes of what the normal currency was like. They didn't have a normal shekel, they had a Darkoin. And the Gaba is going to go and tell us, it's not called a Darkoin, but what is it called, Gaba? A Drachma. Anyway, so the point is, what was the value of the darkoin? We had already yesterday that a darkoin was four times the machzah shekel. In other words, it was two times your regular shekel. Just like a $2 bill, right? How many people have $2 bills? Once in a while you get a $2 bill. So a darkoin was a double shekel. So what did they give for the machzis? They didn't give a 50% piece, in other words, half a dollar. They give half of a darkoin, which was a full dollar. It's a half of a $2 piece. half of a darkeit. So now that was initially. Chazu lishko slime. In later years, the darkeit was no longer the common currency, the $2 bill. Everybody, forget about $2 bills. Everybody started using the dollar bill, a dollar. And so therefore, chazu lishko slime. The Lashon HaMishnah of Sela is what the Torah HaKadosha calls a shekel. Shekel of the Torah is the Sela of the Mishnah. So what did they do? So now, from the Sela, they gave a half a Sela, which is the Machzah Shekel of the Torah. Same thing as the regular Machzah Shekel. But then in later years, Chazo Lishko Tivin. Then they started using a smaller currency. What was a smaller currency? They call it in the Mishnah Tivin, but the Taklin Charetzin tells us that Tivin, that was the Machzah Shekel. In other words, imagine that everyday people, instead of using dollars, they use 50 cent pieces. The Machzah Shekel that we always give before Purim time, people use that was the normal currency that you bought and you sold, and all the prices were based on a Tiva. Tiva being the Machzah Shekel. So Bikshu Lishko Dinrim. So people said, since we just said now you always take half of whatever the standard currency is, if the standard currency now is a 50% piece, we should only have to go and give a quarter, because a dinner is half of a Machzah Shekel. So Gemara V'loi Kiblu Mehen, the Chachamim were not maskim, and they said, no, you have to have at least the Machzah Shekel that it says in the Torah, and when the currency in fact is larger denominations, then you have to give half of whatever that larger, but you don't get the benefit of anything smaller, you only get the burden of having, or the mitzvah of paying something which is more. So the minimum that you have to pay for Machzah Shekel is the Machzah Shekel in the Torah. But if it turns out that they use larger currency, if a $100 bill becomes the standard currency, then you have to give $50. But if the standard currency is a quarter, you can't give 12 and a half cents. That's what the Mishnah says. I see you're not happy.
Then it's a thing of value. It's not a question of half.
Uh-huh.
It's the value of the Torah's half a shekel.
Good. Fine. Omer of Shimon.
The thing is, this is very Shmuel's father.
Yeah.
When the guy puts the pennies into his pushka,
right, he knows what the currency is at that time.
I mean, these changes didn't happen overnight.
So that's what Reb Shimon is telling Reb Yehuda. Om Reb Shimon, Avo Biken, historically you have a good point, of a Kulan Shavin, Avo Biken, Yad Kulan Shavin, meaning whatever the currency is at that time, whether it's a darkin, whether it's a dollar, whether it's a shekel, whatever it happens to be, everybody gives the exact same amount, 50%, they machzis a shekel. And so therefore you cannot go and say, Ein la kitzvah. Avada has a kitzvah. You're right, historically, 100 years ago, it was a different coin. But today, everybody's giving the same coin, machzah shekel. Avachatos, zemim v'sela, zemim v'shtayim, zemim v'sholosh. People want to bring a smaller behemah, a bigger behemah. People get it on a sale. They get two for one price, whatever it happens to be. So there it's mamish ein la kitzvah.
Even with birds, they bear it.
Also, yeah, 100%. Okay, so teamwork. So we start at the beginning of the Mishnah HaMechanes. Reb Yosef Reb Shimon, Reb Luzar, Ma pligim mechanis prutrut. Av boimer el lishikli kol ama moidi sha moisra nedav.
Did you put in the word here?
I didn't. I just quoted the Gemara. But if you want me to add a word to it, I'm happy to do so.
Could you read it again? I'm sorry.
I'm happy to read it again. No problem. It says in the Mishnah HaMechanis. And what does it say about Mechanis? Mechanis, it says, Hari elu lishikli. We had a machloik between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, moisra nedav, moisra chulin. Now, our Mishnah didn't say clearly what means a machanis mois, but we already explained machanis mois means that you collect and gather coins together by putting every single day into the drawer, into the piggy bank, into the pushka, another couple of cents until it adds up to machzah shekel. So now, says the Gemara, HaMechanis, Rabbi Yosi b'shem Reb Luzer, says, Ma pligin, where is the machloek b'shame em b'shil? B'machanis prutrut. Prutrut means slowly but surely, every day you add together some more money. Aval b'oimer, hari elu l'shikli. What happens if he says, hari elu l'shikli, not by amassing and collecting and gathering coins, but rather, explains Takan Charetin, he goes and puts his hand into, l'moshel, a drawer which is full of coins, he grabs a whole bunch of coins in his hand, and he says, Hari Elu Lishikli, these should be for my machzes ha-shekel. What's the halacha? Kol Ama Moidi, everybody agrees. Shamoisra Nidova. Because over here, it wasn't that he was collecting every day another 2 pennies, another nickel. He knew that he had a lot of matbeis in his hand. He knew there's a good chance it's going to be more than a machzes ha-shekel, because after all, he grabbed a whole bunch of coins, and he says, these are going to be for my shekel. So if it turns out that there's 58 cents, the other 8 cents goes in the Dover, even according to Beis Hillel. Now this is the first version of the two, not two versions, there's going to be a machloikis and argument. This is what the first man Yama says. Reb Chiya v'Rebiba b'shem Reb Luzar, before it was Reb Yoyz b'shem Reb Luzar, now it's Reb Chiya v'Rebiba b'shem Reb Luzar, he starts off the same way. Maplikin with the machloikis, mechanes, prut. When you took him slowly but surely, you added up the coins. Av Oimer Eile Shikli, if he grabs a whole bunch of coins and says, all of this is for Machzes HaShekel, he doesn't say all. He says, these are for Machzes HaShekel, Kuli Almoidi. Shamoisen chulim. Just the mamish, just the opposite of what we said before. Now, what's the svara over there? The first svara of the chayyim, easier svara to understand, because if a person's like grabbing a whole bunch of coins, he says, these are for my shekel, and it turns out that it's 60 cents or 80 cents, okay, hey, machzes shekel is only 50 cents, the extra, the chayyim is nedava. You can't add to the shekel because we just said, ha'ashel ha'yarbe. So where does it go? So it goes to nedava. But what's the svara of the other one that says shamoisen chulim? So Takn Chadatin says as far as Azoi. Hoy ve'en kan to'us, shiyuchal loymar behu, shehegdish betoyis, eh? You cannot say that he made a mistake. He knows a machzes shekel is 50 cents, or a machzes shekel, and he grabbed more than that. So you can't say there was a hegdish to'us, and that the extra should be in the dover. V'kimen de'en biyodah laharbis v'shkolim, since the Torah says you cannot give more than 50 cents for your machzes shekel, you cannot give 58 cents or 60 or 65, then automatically I'm moise chulin. That he said, har'el l'shikli, it's not chal on more than 50 cents out of the 58 cents.
It's like Bray Runner, isn't it? Like you're saying, Freya, the 50 cents of these 65 are for the machzes
shekel. I don't know that you come on to Breira. I think that the kavan of the Gemara is that we know, and he knows, and everybody knows, that the maximum amount that you can possibly give is only 50. So when he grabbed all of these coins and said this for the shekel, he meant 50 cents out of this hand that he grabbed. So if it turns out in his hand that he has 60 or 80 or 100, he only meant the 50, because I only need 50 for the machzes shekel. He didn't intend to makdish anything more. But the first version holds that there's a hegdish betos by saying that I'm taking all of this for my machzes shekel. Can't give more than 50 cents. So by saying that all of it is for machzes shekel, that hegdish betos have a hegdish, and you cannot give it the machzes shekel. So you give it to your fallback is to use it for the nedav. Anyway, these are the two versions of what Reb Luzar said. And now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya to Rebibi, which is the second pshat, against Reb Yoisi, which was the first pshat. It's Om Reb Chiya, Masnisa, our Mishnah Messiah L'Rebibi, is a raya L'Rebibi's pshat, that in the case where he grabbed all of these funds in his hand, then the Moiser goes for Chulin.
He changed his name from Bibot to Bibi.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, they change the name. It did not. I'm going to learn it in the Mishnah. Omer Reb Shimon. Let's go back to our Mishnah. We'll say it in the Mishnah. Omer Reb Shimon. Ma bein shkolim lechatos. There's a big difference between machzes shekel and chatos. El sheshkolim yesh lan kitzva. Or lechatos ein lo kitzva. Also you state in the Mishnah. Okay, so now says the Reb Chiya. Let's try to analyze which case is Reb Shimon referring to. Ma anan kayomen. What case is he talking about? Like, hey chidami. If it's talking about that he used the term she'ovi mehen, then we said kol ama moide shamoisen chulin. Says in our Mishnah kuli ama moide that avada the moises chulin, because he didn't say all of these will be for shekel. He says I'm going to bring from these, I'm going to bring machzes shekel. So whatever is extra is chulin that everybody agreed to. Okay, that's the case by the machzes shekel. So let's see what's halacha lagabi chatos. Then he put away money and he said, I'm going to bring a chatos from these funds. All to state in the Mishnah, kol ama moidisha moisechulin. So there's no difference in this case between the machzes shekel and between the chatos. If there's no difference, what is Reb Shimon saying? Ma bein shkolim lechatos. There is no difference. It's exactly the same case. Okay, so that cannot be the case. Ela kein anan kiyamin. L'choyre, the case in the Mishnah where Reb Shimon is making a distinction between achatos and amachtos ashekel. Mistomi tzogme ba'oimer. Eilu l'shikli. The case that we are speaking about. The person that grabbed all of these funds in his hands. That what? That shkolim ayidei shekitzvosan min ha-toyra. Since the Torah says the maximum is a machzah shekel, moisron chulin, like the second version of Reb Luzar, like Reb Bibi. Chatas ayidei shekitzvosan min ha-toyra. Since the Torah doesn't specify what the exact amount is moisron adava. So the choyra have a raya that in this very case, which is the dispute between Rabbi Yoisi b'shem Reb Luzar and Rabbi b'shem Reb Luzar, l'choyra have a clear cut right to Rabbi, because that's what Reb Shimon l'choyra is distinguishing between the case of the machzah shekel and the chatas. That in this type of case where he grabs the funds and he says, "Hari elu." By the case of machzah shekel, I would say it's chulin because yesh len kitzva, and by the case of chatos, I would say it's all moishin adava because ay len kitzva. Is the chayra raya to Rabbi? My ovid lo Rabbi Yoisim, Rabbi Shimon Rabbi. So what is Rabbi Yoisi going to do? The chayra is lachirecht. He have a raya. And for the Mar Pasala, he'll explain it to him. Machanis Brotrut. Ukibes Hillel. He's going to say that our Mishnah is not talking about the grabbing case. Because after all, Amisha doesn't mention the grabbing case. Amisha only mentions the machanis, the assembling and gathering in the piggy bank case. So in that case, Voshtet in the Mishnah, it says by Shkolim is a machloik is Beishamim, Beisil holds its chulin. When it comes to the case of the Chatas, Kuli Alma Moida, that it's Linadova. So why is like Beisil in the Reisha by Machzah Shekel chulin, and why is it by the Chatas, even Beisil agrees that it's Linadova? That's what Reb Shimon says, because this is Yeshlan Kitzvah and this is Einlan Kitzvah. So the Mice has nothing to do with our two Rebeluzars, with Rabbi Yosef b'shem Reb Luzar and with Rabbi Bibi b'shem Reb Luzar. Fakti Bar Bathanin will ask you another kasha on Rabbi Yosef, another riot to Rabbi Bibi. Bathanin and Mitzvah are going to learn on the Omid Beis that Moshe Shkolim, if you had extra in Shkolim, is Chul. We'll see Mitzvah in the Mishnah. Moshe Shkolim is Chul. So Fakti Mara, what do you mean Moshe Shkolim Chul? What's the case of Moshe Shkolim? What's the case? It's the Chayre talking about this grabbing case that the person picked up a whole bunch of coins and he thought he had 50 and he looks, I have 58 cents. What happens with the extra money? Moshe Shkolim Chulin. So who holds Moshe Shkolim Chulin? Is the Chayre right to Rabbi b'shem Reb Luzar that he holds Moshe is Chulin, because according to Rabbi Yosef Reb Luzar it would be a loch of Nidava. Everyone pause the law. You can answer him in Mechanis Perutra to convey Sil. No, we're not talking about the grabbing case. The Mishnah on the Omid Beis is the same. It's a hemshech of the Mishnah on the Omid Aleph. And just like the Mishnah on the Omid Aleph, we're talking about Mechanis Beprutrut. They're also Mechanis Beprutrut. That if you collected dimes and pennies and nickels every single day, and in the end, when it comes to Shchodesh Adar, you have 58 cents. What do you do with the extra 8 cents? Zoktach Beis Hillel, Moisr and Chulin. Oh, that's the case of Moisr and Chulin. But it has nothing to do with our two versions of Reb Luzar. So therefore, we cannot be poishit one way or the other. Is the Giblim HaMachloikis what Reb Luzar really held and what the halacha would be. But now we have a brand new case. Put two dots over here. Skip the two lines. Hamafresh shikloi v'sovashu chayiv v'nimtze she'enei chayiv. A person was mafresh a machzah shekel, and he wants to bring it now and give it to the gizbar. And the last moment he realizes he's not chayiv to give machzah shekel. What does that mean? Until now he thought he was a gadol, and now he realized he wasn't bar mitzvah yet, or he thought he was 20, he's only 19. So it's a very simple case. And before I should explain, so talk about a person that was a shtikl absent-minded, and he already gave his machzah shekel when it was with Chodesh Adar. Shnell, he ran to give machzah shekel, which was not his normal way. Normally, he's one of these guys that brings it 5 minutes before the deadline. But this year, he decides, reason, makdimen, I give the machzah shekel. And then by the time Choftes Adar, they're making announcement all the Bati Midrashim, don't forget, it's the last chance, it's right before Rosh Chodesh, and everybody bring machzah shekel. He forgot that he already gave the machzah shekel. He said, you know what? It's stack of time, I better give my machzah shekel. Takes out another machzah shekel. He's machzah shit, I'm giving you machzah shekel. And the final, hey! I remember I gave it 3 weeks ago. Straighter than Gaba Kopa, to give Master Shekel. Chadashin, he gave him. Blah, blah, blah. So what happens now with this new Master Shekel? He didn't give it to the Gizbo yet, but he was remafresh it for purposes of giving to the Master Shekel. He thought he's chayiv, but it's Shayna chayiv. Sukti Mishta, Sukti Braisa, Loy Kiddush. It's nothing. In other words, it was a Hegdish Batois. Finish.
And it's before Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
And before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, what happens to Mamafresh Shnaim? It's Abishu Chayiv Shnaim. This person says Afrima, and he thought that, you know, give Master Shekel. It's a mitzvah. Achimra, he wants to go and give two machzeh shekels. He didn't realize you only have to give one. The nimtzeh shein chayiv v'lachad. You only have to give one machzeh shekel, not two machzeh shekels. Oyse sheini ma ovedle. What should you do with the second machzeh shekel? Now, why should this be different than the first case? So Taglich Chadatin says the svar would be is because in the first case he's only holding on to one machzeh shekel. One machzeh shekel he already gave 3 weeks ago. He's only holding on to the second machzeh shekel all on its own. He thinks that he's giving machzeh shekel, but afterwards he realizes it's a mistake. Hegdish tov la behegdish segurish. In the case, however, where he has the two matbeis, one of the two matbeis for sure is a machzeh shekel because he has to give one. So therefore, one of the two was not a hegdish b'toris; it was a real bona fide hegdish. So maybe that would be a svara to say that the second one also becomes hegdish. And in this case, hegdish b'toris have a hegdish. It's like a zamigud. Migud. Then the first one is hegdish. Maybe the second one is also hegdish. Anyway, that's the gemara shaila. What happens with the second shekel? Oh, he says sheini ma ovid lei. Let's try to be poishit from the following brisa, which doesn't talk about machzeh shekel. It talks again about a carbon chatas. Hifrish chatos soy v'sovishu chayv. He thought he's chayv to bring carbon chatas. In other words, he made a bad cheshbon. He thought he didn't bring it yet. V'nim tishen chayv. Then he remembered, no, chashin gebracht. I already brought my carbon chatas. Loi kitsha. In other words, the same halacha legabe the machzeh shekel. It was a hegdish betoyis. Loi have a hegdish zero gurish. Now, what happens in Vishtayim? Vesovichu Chayv Shtayim. He thought he's Chayv two Chatois. And afterwards it turns out Nimshin Chayv Elach is only Chayv one carbon Chatos. It was Behelamacha, Shte Alomas. He made a mistake. He thought he had to bring two. Lamais only has to bring one. O Yisishnia Ma'at Ovidla. What do you do with that second one? Elazuk the Braisa Roya. That second one goes Liria. Ah, so in other words, it does get Kedusha. You're not going to bring him a Karm Chatos. You can't bring Karm Chatos if you didn't do a Chet. Maybe you should go and tell the guy, quickly do a chet, and then you can bring this karma chas. Now, chas, vishal, chas, it's tarnished. Even if he would do the chay, that would be a new chas, but anyway, good. Avad, after he read his mafish, avad, avad. But anyway, the point is, ma obelo, so vusam and macham at the tzvaita carbon, and the roi, it goes the roi. So therefore, hokan nami lechoyra, elu, I should say the same thing that when he has the tumat beis, it should also go linadova. In other words, we're making a parallel with the chatas. Just like by the chatas, the second one gets kedusha, but he can't bring it for a chatas. Is Yirat Shias type. Here, the second Master Shekel, I can't say Master Shekel, okay, you go out and graze in the pasture, because most Master Shekels don't know how to graze. So you can't go and say Roya, so you give it a Kedusha, now the Kedusha is the Dova. That's how the one wants to be pushed in. Now the Gemara says, V'choy heich oimer ata elu. So what do you say about these? Now that's the L'choy V'loshin is a bit so schwer. What is he saying? Haven't we already been poishit the Shaila? So in fact, the Vilna Gaon changes the whole Girsa, Kedarka B'Kodesh L'Ad HaMasechta, and he says that although initially the Gemara wanted to Taka bring a Raya from Chatos, where the second one is Raya, so that the second Machzeh Shekel that he was Mafrish B'Taos should also be Raya. It should go to Nedava. Hagoyes Agro says, no, that in fact the Gemara concludes that it would depend on the two rebeluzes of before. One mandiyama would hold mandiyama that holds the nedava, hachanami le nedava. The mandiyama holds the chulin, hachanami le chulin. And therefore, the Gemara is saying is it was a good try. You try to bring a raya from chatas, but the Gemara holds you cannot bring a raya from chatas. But rather, it would depend on the earlier machloikis whether the moisturin would go in the nedava. If you hold moisturin the chulin, it would go le chulin.
Wouldn't a better parallel to chatas be an usham? Because an usham is.
Do you have a brayse about an usham?
No.
Okay, so the Gemara only had a brayse. I said
the
chatzah was also clear. Hashem
is fixed. It's too
slow. Yeah, it is incorrect. But the ma'aseh chadach nish was also. Rabbi Yehuda, Ime. Zokti Yevsi Rabbi Yehuda. We're going back to the Mishnah. Mishnah, remember, Rabbi Yehuda told us a little bit history that originally were darkoinois, and then they were sloim, and then they were tivin, and now the Gemara is masber what these were. Darkoinois is dinrim. not dinrei kesef. Dinrei kesef is a relatively small matbea because you have four dinrei kesef in one shekel. We're talking about dinrei zohav. Dinrei zohav, in every dinrei zohav, you have two shkolim and four machtzis ha-shekels. Chazal lishkol slom, afterwards it became slom. Slom kishmuan. Or on the side, the Taklan Chadatin doesn't use Kimashmon, but Kimashmon. Kimashmon means like the normal slime that whenever we talk about in Shas, a seller, that's what in the Torah Kedosh Heis HaShekel, and the Chachamim call a seller, like a normal seller, and therefore they gave the normal Machza Shekel, half of a seller, half of a shekel, you Machza Shekel. Chazal Ishkol Tzvoim, after time went on further, then the normal currency that was going out in the market was no longer a full seller, but it was a tiba, which is a half a seller. In other words, a machtz a shekel. That was the normal currency. So therefore, what is that? Says the Gemara, pal gislam, a machtz a shekel. It's bikshu, lishkoil, dinrin, kartin, and the Taklan Charetzin says, beloshin Ashkenaz, in Deutschland, in German, it's kvartin, not karten, but kvartin. Kvartin is from the Russian of a quarter. And therefore, what did they want to do? They wanted to go and pay a quarter. Since the regular currency was a machzah shekel is 50, so they wanted to give a kvartin. They wanted to give a quarter, and he gives 25. The Chacham said, I'm not maskim. Why are they not maskim? Min hador. Based on the following pasuk, a pasuk in Nechemiah. It says in Nechemiah, Ve'emanu aleinu mitzvois, lo zeh shlishis ha-shekel ba-shona, la-avoidis beis-alekeinu. That from now on we should give shlishis ha-shekel. Now that sounds very strange. I always heard of machzis ha-shekel. I never heard of a shlishis ha-shekel. So what is this all about? So the Taklan Charetzin says, we're talking about that the shekel of that time was worth 30 geira. And we know the Torah says, when you're giving a shekel, zeyitnu, kala oivel apkudim machtz a shekel b'shekel ha-koydish, esrim geira ha-shekel, machtz a shekel, trumal Hashem. Now if an entire shekel is esrim geira, how many geira would be a machtz a shekel? Ten, oh, can I know how to... 10 geira altogether. So what happens if your shekel is now 30 geira? How much do you have to give? You only have to give a third. And those state on the posse, you only give a third. As a lentak lecharetin, Mishnah Sali all learns a little bit differently, but lentak lecharetin, that's why it's a third of 30 comes out to be 10.
Amachaya zayit. Then it's a value.
It's a value.
That's what we see.
So that's what. So what? But what do I see from this? That you wanted to go and give a quarter. A quarter is not enough because a quarter wouldn't be your 10 geira. Presumably, it would be 7.5 geira. It's a quarter of your normal shekel, which is 30. Quarter of 30 is 7.5. That's not enough. You have to give at least 10. And therefore, that's why the Chachamim went and rejected these attempts to give a quarter instead of giving a machzah shekel.
There's no raya that if the best village is built tomorrow, they'll accept half a dollar.
Uh-huh.
No raya, because you really have to know.
In our and our dollars, you don't have any gear at all. So
what is half of the
anyway,
because it's about a how much is a shekel kesef, which is like 14 shekels on Israel. It's like
what, for purpose of pinyin a ben or something like that?
No, that much people should give one before lachmir.
For what? For machzah shekel?
Yeah.
For machzah shekel. So how much do they give for machzah shekel? They
have to
give
it's like
14 shekelim for machzah shekel?
Yeah, because it has to do with the shekel for machzah shekel.
And that's, silver. And that's probably...
Silver. Silver.
That's probably in Yishalayim. And Bnei Brak they probably do double, right? Because Chazoy Nish is here, right?
So they know how much that old weight was?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Very good. Shkoyach. Anyway,
we're ready.
Halavai Bekorev, we should be Zoycha to the real Machzah Shekel. We should not just the symbolic Machzah Shekel. What's up to Gabbah?
Is there a difference between regular Shekel and Shekel HaKodesh?
There is, Rashi said, I think Shekel HaKodesh is double the regular Shekel, double the weight. Regular is a half of that, and the Shekel HaKodesh is double.
Actually, when they gave this Shekel, they had to give it.
They had to go based on the Shekel HaKodesh. What the Gemara is telling us now is based on the Shekel HaKodesh, which had Esrim Geira, so therefore it has to be 10 Geira that you give out Machzis. Okay, Zudi Mori Yetzvait. Okay, so now based on this Pasuk, the Gemara goes off a little bit on a tangent. Very rare for a Gemara to go off on a tangent, as you know. But we're not talking about the Machzah Shekel now. Now we're talking about Tzedakah generally. The Gemara says, "V'chilki b'shem Rav Acha mikan shetzarech odom leshalish shikloi gilon pom mashana." That what? That if you are giving Tzedakah, go and split up your Shekel. In other words, if your entire you're not a very wealthy person to go and give millions of dollars for tzedakah. Your tzedakah allocation for the year is a shekel. Divide it up into three portions and give it a third of a shekel during the year. Three times a third altogether. Mikar, and another thing we learned, if you're making a public appeal for funds and you want to have people to donate, you don't go and press them every single day. It's not like Hanzi Gatzaten. You make three appeals a year. Exactly, we have to go and tell. Did I tell you what somebody told me? The reason why they included Masechet Shkolim from Yerushalmi in the Bavli?
Yeah, why?
Yeah, the reason is because he said, even in those times, he had Yerushalayim Yidin collecting Shkolim in Bavel. So it was important for the Bavel Yidin to know what Shkolim are all about, to be able to go and give the Shkolim for the Yerushalmis. Anyway, but getting back to argument, a Yerushalmi told me this. Nishka
Merkat. That's why all those guys were traveling to Bavel.
Oh,
there you go. No, it's just in Krum Bias.
Okay, anyway, continuing on. Since we talk about the Shlish as a shekel, Omer of Ovin, Mikan le Gimel So'in, Mikan le Sholish Kupois, Mikan le Gimel Hafroshes. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means we already had the Gimel Hafroshes. Hafroshes is what we call before the Truma of the Lishka. How many times a year did they do the Truma? They did it three times. That's the Mishnah on Zayin Omid Beis, where the Mishnah is going to tell us, Bishloisha Prokim Bashana Tormimis Alishka, Praisa Pesach, Praisa Tzeres, Praisa Chag. So that's the three Hafroshes. Now you took the money from the Lishka and you put it into Kupais. How many kupais? Sholish kupais. A mission daf ches. Sholish kupais shall sholish soin. Each one of the kupais, what was the volume? How much did it contain? It contained up to sholish soin. Where did we get all these numbers from? Based on this pasuk that you're supposed to go and be told in the lishka three times a year. You put it into three kupais, and each one of the kupais is three soin, all based on this shlishis lush. Right. A new thing that we learn. Ksiv ze yitnu kol oiv alap kudim machtes hashekel. Now, where is the term? Why do we give him machtes hashekel? V'vane kudim machtes hashekel. So the Yehuda Rav Nechemya charam lefisha chotu b'machtes hayoyim yitnu machtes hashekel, because they did the chetu egel b'machtes hayoyim. Where do we see that they did the chetu egel b'machtes hayoyim? Says the Matak Nechadetin v'zot Rav Liyoi ki voishesh moishe that they saw. Bo sheish means the sixth hour comes. When does the sixth hour come? At 12 o'clock chatzoris time. So therefore, it's machtes hayoyim. They sinned with the egel to have a tikkun for the chayta egel. They gave a machtes hashek. V'chad oma l'fi shechotu b'sheish shoyis. I also agree. Ki voishesh b'sheish shoyis. Bayoyim yidnu machtes hashekel. The ovet shita garmisin. What's that garmisin? Garmisin was the name of a small matbea in the times of the Torah, and the machtes hashekel contained six garmisen. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu said, give machtes shekel, because since they sinned with the sixth hour, give a matbeah that contains in it six matbeahs. Which matbeah contains six matbeahs? Machtes shekel contains shita garmisen. That's the way the Tzvaitim on the Omelet. Rabbi Shia, Beinam Nechemi, Bishem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Lefisha Ovru, Al Aseres HaDibrois, Yenoisen Kolecha Bi'echad Asara Gera. There were even Aseres HaDibrois where it says, La'yil Lechai Lehim Acherim Al Panai, and that Aseres HaDibrois is 10. Same thing is, that's why they give 10 Gera. Even in this week's Seder we had about that Eliezer comes to Rivka and says that to put a sora tzmidim al yadeo, a sora zov mishkolam, sora zov zok tichrashi, a sora zov mishkolam. Can I get a sora zedibros? You look at the Rashi. I'm sorry.
Just over on one, just over on one.
Not the whole one, but one of the Aseres HaDibrois.
But one is connected all ten.
Shai is like it. Yeah, I'm asking. I'm asking. Bye. So that's the pshat. Okay, Rebrechia, Reblevi, B'shem, Rebshim, and Lokish, Lefi Shemachru, B'choyre, Shel Rachel, B'esrim, Kesef, Yeh. What is this all about? Back in Parsha, Zvayeshev Yaakov, Shtei Dotten that the brothers sold Yaakov. They sold him to Yishma'elim, be Esrim Kosef, the Esrim Kosef. Ah, so therefore, since they sold B'choyre Sharuchel, who is the B'choyre Sharuchel? This was Yosef. They sold be Esrim Kesef. Yikolecha v'echad poides benoi B'choyre be Esrim Kosef. When you're doing Pinyin HaBen, you should also give Esrim Kosef. Now, most of you are going to think, oh, I don't give Esrim Kosef, I only give five shekel. But every shekel has in it four dinrei Kesef. So therefore, if you multiply five times four, you come out more or less approximately approximately, give or take, 20 altogether. So that's how it comes from. Reb Pinchas b'shem Reb Levi, l'fishemachru b'chodesh arucha b'esrim kosef, since they sold b'chodesh arucha against Yosef for 20, v'novel chol echad v'echad mehem tiva, therefore comes out a cheshvin for each one of them, a half a kesef, one of half a kesef. How are the 10 altogether?
The 10 brothers, and Binyamin was still with his father, and Yosef was sold.
Okay, that's a very good cheshvin. However, the Takan Chadatin respectfully disagrees with you. If you look at the last line of Takan Chadatin, he says, how do you have chof kesef din, right? Hey, slon, sell a din, dal din, right? V'novel chol echad v'echad mehem tiva, v'novel chol echad v'echad mehem. Remember, Reuven was still with his, he was serving his father, helping out his father, and Binyamin wasn't there. And the Yosef Gamkein Hoye Hagoyrim Al Yede Hakna Shebetchila, Al Yede Hakina Shebetchila. Yosef is considered to be one of the ten. He's also partially guilty. Contributory negligence, right? He's also contributed to this whole Maisa. If he wouldn't have made a Gansa Kina, they wouldn't have sold him. Oh, so he's also part of that. That's a Santazach, right? And Reb Lubit likes Baris Pshat better, but with all due respect, okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, that's why everybody gives a half a shekel. Because if you have 20 times a half, you get to 10, and that was the cheshbon of giving a half a shekel. Okay, Zaya, fine. Zaya gives.
It's hard to remember that a dinar is a quarter of a kesef. Why is it so hard to remember? I always have trouble remembering.
A dinar
is a quarter of a shekel. It's a quarter. Very easy to remember. There's a famous mnemonic of Doi Veiv Ches. Okay. Every shekel has doiv ches. What's doiv ches? Dalet stands for 4 dinrim, vav stands for 6 mo'ah, bay stands for 2 isrim, 2 punjoinim, and another bay stands for 2 isrim. So doiv ches.
I remember all those things.
Doiv ches is all very simple. Anyway, so now we just quoted the Gemara. This is in Tisan, to do a Rashi in Parashas Bamidbar. Remember that when Moshe Rabbeinu was counting all the Levim, there were 22,000 plus an extra 273. And it says in the Pasuk, so what did he do with the extra 273? You take 5 shkolim for the extra 273 levim. Why did they take the extra 5? Esrim kesef shoyim b'choyre shel Rachel. That was the esrim kesef of Rachel. So you see, Rashi quotes from our Gemara that we just learned now in the Yerushalmi. That's the union of the 5 shkolim, all from the esrim kesef from the sale of Yosef Tzadik. Zog the mishnah baite, zog the mishnah moitzis shkolim chulim. We had this in the Amud Aleph. Moitzis shkolim chulim. That's the case of the prutrut that he collected together 58 cents instead of 50 cents. And the mishnah goes according to Beis Hillel that the moitzis of the shkolim goes for chulim. He can take the money back, the extra 8 cents, and he can pocket it. Now, since we're talking about moitzis shkolim, let's talk about other moitzis. Moisa Siris Eifa, Moisa Kine Zavin, Kine Zavazu, Kine Yoldus, and Chatoyes, Vashamois. You see here, Barry, you do have an Asha. Moisa Nadab, all of that Nadab. Now, the Moisa Kine Zavin, Kine Zavaz, Kine Yoldus, that's all very simple. In other words, the person knew he'd have to bring, he or she would have to bring a Kan, so they put together the funds, and it turns out that for the two, Foygalach, he only had to pay $50, and each person put away $55, so that extra 5 goes in the Dava. Like we had in the previous mission, the Amud Aleph. That's like we had in the Amud Aleph. What is the Asirus Eifa? So we'll see in Meshem the Gemara, there'll be two types and two definitions of Asirus Eifa. So stay tuned for Moise Asirus Eifa. We'll see in Meshem the Gemara. Zeakla. Koshu ba l'shem. Here it says l'shem chatas. On the side, they change it. L'shem chet. Umishem ashama. Moisran nedava. There's a general rule that if you're bringing it for a chet, in other words, you bring karm chatos, or you bring ashama for a karm asham, in those cases, any money that you put away, which turns out to be in excess of the amount that you need, moisten the double, like we had in the Mishnah before, because ein lehem kitzvah, the prices fluctuate, and some people give one, and some people give two, some people give three, right? One seller, two seller, three seller. So therefore, whatever you give, if it's too much, if you have too much money, is moisten the double. Now, what about moiser oila? You're buying an oila and you put away funds for the oila. Then it goes li oila. Ba'ilah means not that it goes for Nedova for the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it goes for that individual. He may decide to bring another carbon oiler in another week or another month, so he can use those funds towards buying another carbon. He cannot use it for chulin. He can use it
so
towards another.
Kaitz and Mizbeach was all oilers.
100%. But that's why there's a distinction.
The chasim for the Kaitz and Mizbeach come from the public funds, and the chasim for a private oiler come from private funds.
Exactly right. So that's the difference between the Dova and oiler. The Dova that it says in the Mishnah means he has to leave it with the Gizbarim of Beis HaMikdash for a Kaitz and Mizbeach day when there's a shortage of people. It's a small oiler. Well, it says here, Moise oiler means he keeps the funds for himself. He keeps the funds for himself for the next oiler that he's going to go and make. Moise mincha, the mincha, same thing again. He brought too much for the mincha, he has too much money for the mincha, or he has too much silas, then it goes to the mincha for another mincha. Moise shlom is lishlom. Moise pesach lishlom. Oh, Moise pesach lishlom, that should sound familiar, because we had a whole sugi about that in Mesechta Pesachim. And we're going to talk about that a little bit further down the blot, but Moise pesach goes for shlom. Now, Moise nazirim l'nazirim, that means by every nazir had to go and bring three kabbanis. What happens if someone was collecting funds for nazirim generally, and there were extra funds left over, then for new nazir? Now, Moise nazir, if there's one individual nazir, and he's bringing his kabbanis, and he put away too much money, then his extra funds go in a dava, which is similar to the case of the chait mit the ashim, because some of it goes to chatos, and besides that, it's mandatory to Torah Zukta, you have to go and bring those kabbanis. So if he has extra funds, it goes for Nedava for Kaitz and Mizbeach. But Moise and Nazirim, they collected funds for a whole bunch of Nazirim, and there's extra funds, then that will go for future.
For the next time he's in Azza. Who says so?
He may never become another. Exactly. Good. So now getting back to Agamara, says Agamara, if we first start off with a separate case, unrelated, Amr Biyoisi, Adi Ano Tamon, when I was still back in Bavel, before I was Hoyle to Eretz Yisrael, Shamis Kol Rav Yehuda Shu'al Shmuel, I heard the call of Rav Yehuda asking Shmuel, what did he ask him? Hif Shikloi Umes. What happens if Yankel put away his shekel on Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then before he had a chance to give it to the Gizbar, unfortunately, there was a major, major traffic accident. There was a Tunat Rachim, Rachmun al-Son, the person was killed, and now we find that he left over, besides the rest of his estate, he left over his Machtes HaShekel. What do I do with that Machtes HaShekel? Amalei Yiplin Adava. You go and give it to the Adava. You don't give it to the Gizbar, because part of the Indian of the Machtes HaShekel was for a Kapara, and there's no Kapara for Mason, Nebuch, the Mensch, Shem, Gishtarim. So then if you give it in Adava for Kaitzim, it's
back. What about the estates? The children, no?
No,
it's already Hekdish.
It's already Hekdish.
Wasn't he at Moshe Nisan, so why is it Hekdish?
He was already mafish it for his Machtes HaShekel. So he can't use it for their Machtes HaShekel. It's already for his. So Yiplin Adava. Okay, now let's go back to our Mishnah. Moiser Asir So'efa. Remember we had Moiser Asir So'efa, we said, goes in a dove. Now, Moiser Asir So'efa Shaloi. We'll soon see what that means.
Are you talking about a mincha? That's what it means. But later
on, I said we're going to define in the Gemara. I said, wait a little, just another minute, and we have Shem, a little patience. Asir So'efa Shaloi. Rabbi Yochanan and Omar Yalicham Limal Yamamelach. Rabbi Luza Omar Yiplu Limedava. So Rabbi Luza says Yiplu Limedava. And that's what it said in our Mishnah, Yiplu Nedava. So it says the Gemara, Masisa Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan. Of course, it said in our Mishnah. And the Mishnah, now we quote the Mishnah again. Moise Shkolim Chulim. Moise Sirus Eifa. Moise Kinezov. Kinezov is Moise Kineyoldis. Vachatoy is Vasham is Moise Nedava. Is the Chayra Araya to Rabbi Luza against Rabbi Yochanan. Ma Uvid La Rabbi Yochanan. What is Rabbi Yochanan going to go and say? So before we continue on, the Gemara is going to tell us, we're talking about two different Asiris Eifas. The machloik is between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Luzer is referring to Asir So'efa Shaloi. Where the Shaloi? Zuktatak Nacharitin of the Koyin Gudl. Because the Koyin Gudl every single day of the year had to go and bring his Chavitin. Machtisa Baboyka Machtisa Ba'arav. Chavitin means a form of a carbon mincha, which was just the Koyin Gudl's here, the only one that brought it. Yes, a Koyin hedged on his first day of inauguration. But we're talking about on a regular basis, a Koyin Gudl brought every single day his carbon mincha, which is called the Minchas Chavitin. Aha. What happens if he set aside too much for that Minchas Chavitin? What happens to the extra? Here's the machlok Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Luzer. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yelich Yam HaMelech, whatever is extra money, you throw into Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Luzer says, Yiplu Nedava, you take that extra funds and you put it into the Pushka for future Kaitz and Mizbech. But what does it say in our Misha? Misha says it goes to the Dava. Zokt Rabbi Yochanan, Psar Lo, Moisir Asiris Eifei Shel Minchas Choyte Shel Yisrael. You can take out Shel Kol Yisrael, Shel Yisrael. What means Minchas Choyte? As we know, there are certain types of chatos, certain types of chatoim that are called a chatos oyle v'yoyre. What's the chatos oyle v'yoyre for three different types? What are the three, Barry? Do you remember?
There's a behema for an asher. There's a
yeah, that's for sure. But what was the chet? What did he do?
Either
Tumas
Mitzvah Kedusha, Shavuos Bitui,
and
Shavuos
Eidus.
Shavuos
Eidus. Excellent. So therefore, any one of these three, the guy messed up, he has to go and bring a chatos oyle v'yoyre. If he happens to be a wealthy guy, he brings a Kisba Sira. Behemoth. Kisba or Sira or just a Sira? Oh, he has to bring Behemoth. Then if it happens to be medium, made in E, what does he bring?
Birds.
Burns, he brings a Kana, Zwei Feugelach. And if it happens to be a poor person, he brings a Minchas Choyte. Zayigit. So what happens when he brought his Asira so Eifa for the Minchas Choyte? Now he has extra funds. What happens to these extra funds? Of Dame State in the Mishnah, that goes in the Dover. So the Machloi between the Yoichan and the Blusa was in the case of the Cain Gadol. And our Mishnah is talking about the regular Shukot Yisrael, and therefore, never the twain shall meet. You have no raya from our Mishnah, because the term Masiris or Eifa has two different definitions, two different halachas. Zwei dinim, as if Reb Chaim Brisker wrote, gesagt, zwei besondere dinim. Here there's a machloikas, here everybody goes, everybody agrees, it goes on the dom. Okay, so that's the end of that shtickle, and we continue on the Gemara yet weit. Reb Yoisi Omar, Aldo. Of them, although it's really a Yiddish lashon, although of them, Alil Abba Bar Bo, on this Abba Bar Bo had a machloikis, the Einan Amen on the other Chachamim. What was the Gemara referring to? Back in our Mishnah, we said that Moiser HaPesach is for a Shlomim. We're going to have a machloikis in our Gemara now. Avad, if the person stams bring Moiser HaPesach, Moisa Pesach means that it was extra. You didn't use it in Erev Pesach. L'moshel, your current Pesach got lost, and you got a new one, and now you have the Moisa Pesach. Or we're going to have the Gemara a little bit later. You can have Moisa Pesach before Pesach, where the person decided he's going to bring a different carbon instead of this one, and he was already mafresh for current Pesach. So that Moisa Pesach is for Shlom. The Gemara is going to talk about what happens if Bishas the Shechita L'moshel, the Shoichet says, I know that this is a Moisa Pesach, and I know Moisa Pesach is for Shlom, and I have in mind for carbon oil. I have a mind for coming. Why the guy did that? Michigan is a little bit deranged, whatever, or maybe he wanted to make things interesting. Otherwise, he'd be able to go home now and close the Gemara. So he wanted to make things limiting. So the question is, what happens then? Does it also go taka l'shlamim? Or do I say the whole thing maybe is possible? Maybe it goes on a double? Does it go raya? Well, of course, he's shoichet, he can't go the raya. But the point is, he has in mind for an oila, what is the status?
It's possible. The first mission is welcome. Achatus and Pesach, shalo l'shma.
That's when it's bismanai. We're talking about shaloi bismanai because it's moisra pesach. Okay. Moisra pesach shlom. According to what you're saying, why is moisra pesach shlomim? It should be a possible, right? Bismanai. Okay. Getting back to Agmar Zuzimach Nochamul, Rabbi Yosi Omar Aldo. On this case, Alil Abba Bar Abba. Abba Bar Abba was the one that was mecholik. Abba Bar Abba is also known as Avu de Shmuel in other Gemaras. The Inun Amrin, he argues on Inun. Inun are the unidentified Chachamim. That what is the argument? Minayin she Pesach mishtan l'shem shlom. How do I know that a Karm Pesach changes automatically when it's Moisera Pesach? It becomes a Shlomim. How do I know? Tamalam says in the Pasuk, the im min hatzoin karboni lezevach shlomim. Now, although this pasuk is talking about generally about a karm shlom, because as you know, a karm shlom you can bring from bakar, you can bring from tzoin, and the pasuk is saying the im min hatzoin, if you brought from tzoin, karbon lezevach shlomim. But the Gemara darshins the im min hatzoin kol shehu min hatzoin. Any carbon which you bring from tzoin, which carbon do you bring from tzoin? Karm pesach, because karm pesach you can't bring from bakar, you can only bring from tzoin. Bar shlomim, if it's moiser, it goes for a shlomim. Azoi, that's the makar, the moiser pesach is shlom. That's according to Agma. Back, if you remember, in Bavli, we had a different makar, because there it says that you should make carbon pesach with bakar, with tzoin u bakar.
Right.
The Gemara says, when can you ever bring from bakar?
Right.
So the Gemara is talking about the moiser pesach, so for bakar, so be for shlom. But this is the drusha of the Yishan. Anyway, so now it's the Gemara. Hey, Sivan, so we asked Akasha on this limud. You're telling me that because it says v'min atzoin, things that you bring from tzoin, the moiser becomes a shlom. Fek mari oila, you can bring min atzoin. So oiba zoi, if you can bring from tzoin, why don't you say the moiser oila also goes for a shlomim? But we said in our Mishnah, moiser oila goes for an oila. Every Gemara nishka problem. Since it says v'im min atzoin, we're talking about davar she'ein bo. Element outside something which is exclusive tzoyin, which is exclusive tzoyin, the Karm Pesach. Mashen yotzes oyla she ba'a filim and a bakar. Oyla you can bring from a bakar as well. You can bring from oifas. You can have oyla sa'oif. So the point is that oyla is a much more broader carbon. So when it says the imen atzoyin, we're talking about the narrow only from tzoyin. Freyti mor ha'isim, the freyti kasha. Hari usham. Usham is also only from tzoyin. It depends on the usham, whether it's a keves or an ayil. Depends. But it's always tzoyin. So why don't you say the moiser usham should be for a shlomim? Yet what does it say in our Mishnah? Moisra shamois, moisra nidava. Omer Rabun Bar Kahana, minatzoin, davishu ba mikol atzoin. The word minatzoin is not exclusive, it's inclusive, to tell you something that comes from all types of tzoin. What means all types of tzoin? Because by a Karim Pesach, you bring it minakvasim, or minoizim, because eiz is also from the tzoin mishpucha. Minakvasim, minoizim tikachu. Yotza ashu shayna ba elemin, on the side it doesn't say minakvasim, but elemin akvasim, you can only bring it from sheep. Don't be sheepish about this. You can only bring an asham from sheep. You cannot bring it from ezim, not from goats.
Right, so we say an aisle of two swine.
Why you?
Aisle and kebis are the same thing, right?
Aisle and kebis are from the same mishpucha, but it depends on different age. When kebis outgrows being a kebis, it becomes an aisle. In between the kebis and an aisle, you have a month where it's called a pilgus. But that's, and we're not getting to that now. But the point is, Oshams can only be brought from the sheep family. However, by Karm Pesach, Minatzoin comes to say, Mikolatzoin, things that come in a kvasim or in a ezim tikach. Okay, a good teretz l'chayra, but the Gemara asks now, I don't understand. B'chol atar, everywhere at Omar, min lemayit. Normally, if it says in the pasuk min, you're trying to make it exactly. You're trying to be might to make it smaller and smaller and smaller. The gan at mar, which means like at Omar, min lerabois. Here, you're telling me since it says v'im and atzoyin, we're not talking about the narrow case of oshem, which is only tzoyin, only kvasim. We're talking about the broader case of a karm pesach, which is min a kvasim and ezim. That doesn't make sense. Min is always to go and be lemayit to me to make a mir, not to make a riboy. Amramana hachinami min lemayit. The min over here is also lemayit. How is it lemayit? Mir chein abon ben shtei shanim. Mir chein abon akeva. Because here too, when it comes to Karm Pesach, he can't bring it from all kvasim ezim. It's got to be a zocher ben shana. Yeah, it's got to be a zocher nishkan akeva, and it's got to be ben shana nishkan ben shtei. So therefore, the min still works. Now, from min akvasim until the next line, bo'oila, the Vilna Goyen takes it out and he says, we're not goyis. So, or the nuschabali, so we're going to take out those words and we continue on. Omer Rab Ovun, Mishanin Dovishahu Lachila, Ledovishahu Lachila. I'm sorry, stop. So now, what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara asked, why don't we go and say that the moiser of the Karm Pesach should be for an oila? I'm sorry, I skipped two lines over here. Nobody corrected me.
Yeah, I thought you said
you were
supposed to
say. Yeah, no, but only one line, not two lines. Until hey Sivan, freitim or not, the Gabi Osher Nami Boil Mayit Shein Boil Men Elim Bilvad. That's where we're Mayit. We leave those words out. But now after the word Bilvad, we start again. Hey Sivan. So then the Gemara says we have another kasha. What's the next kasha? Voksiv the im Menatzoin Karbonoi Menakvasim Oy Menizim Li Oyla. What was the raya that you said before? What did we say before? Moisir Pesach is a shlomim, because it said in the pasuk, the im min ha-tzoin, something that comes exclusively from tzoin, which is karm Pesach, karbona, if you have moisir, the zevach shlomim, right? So, Frank Dimora, let's do the same type of working with the words, the im min ha-tzoin, karbona, min ha-kvasim, min izim li oila, say, the im min ha-tzoin, what's exclusive min ha-tzoin? Karm Pesach, karbona, if it's moisir, it'll be the oila. So why don't you go and say Me'ata Moisa Pesach Bala Oila? Why do you say Moisa Pesach Ishlamim? Say the exact same drasha on the case of this pasuk. It starts all the same way. Vim Minatzoy. Here, Vim Minatzoy, you're saying exclusively Tzoy means Karm Pesach. Then what is this? Karbon Zevach Shlamim. Here it says Karbon Oila. So say it's Oila. Why is this pasuk better than the other pasuk? A good gefrekt. Amr of Ovid. Mishanin Dovishahu Lachila. The Dovishahu Lachila. Vim Mishan Dovishu Lachila. Dovishahina Lachila. Since I have two psukim, it's more mistaver to use the first pasuk because I'm changing from a Karm Pesach, which is eaten, to a Karm Shlomim, which is eaten, rather than changing from a Karm Pesach, which is eaten, to an Oila, which is not eaten. Good. Zayigit. Om Rabbi Yossi Bar Rebbe Bun. Mishanin Kachim. He gives a second teretz. Mishanin Kachim Kalim, Hashem Kachim Kalim, Mishanin Kachim Kalim, Hashem Kachim Kachim. After all, both Pesach and Shlomo Kachim Kalim. But when it comes to Oyla's Kachim Kudishim, so it's rather I change from Kachim Kalim to Kalim than Kachim Kalim to Kachim. Zayikit. Okay. Now, we said before that Aldo Alil. Says Uktimar Reb Yochanan Omer Aldo Alil Reb Chanina Deinon Amrin Ein Ha Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlomim Elam Kein Shachto L'Shem Shlomim Vani Oimer Afil Shachto L'Shem Oyla. This is what I introduced earlier on, and really it's more appropriate over here. I shouldn't have mentioned before. Before the Alil was that he had Tainus. He was asking Kashas on the Drasha, right? We said that the Drasha was that Moiser Pesach is Shlomim. So he says, why do you say Moiser Pesach? Maybe you're talking about Moiser of an Asham, or maybe you're talking about a Moiser of another type of carbon. Anyway, so that was the Alil that we had before. This is the Alil that he's now arguing on. He's asking the following questions. Zuk Reb Chanina, we have Ein HaPesach Mishtan L'Shem Shlomim, Elam Kein Shachto L'Shem Shlomim. The Chachamim hold. When would Moiser HaPesach have a din of Shlomim if he has in mind L'Shem Shlomim? Or the Chalapachas, if he has a Stam Machshava. However, Ani Oimer, I add, says Reb Chanina, Afel Shach L'Shem Oyla, even if I Shech L'Shem Oyla, it also has the status of Islam. Again, we're not talking about an Erev Pesach. Anytime during the year, if you have a Moisra Pesach, if he Stam, or he had in mind L'Shem Shlam, it becomes a Shlam. But if he had in mind L'Shem Oyla, Zok Reb Chanina, here I have an argument with the Chacham. The Chacham would hold, no good, and I hold it would still be a karma shlamim, even though I had a machshava to make it into an oil. What are the svaras over here? Om Rabbi Ila Tam Rabbi Yochanan Emen Atzayin Kavana Zevach Shlamim Kalshu Zevach Bo Shlamim. Since the Torah used the expression Emen Atzayin Kavanai, not Kavanai Shlamim, but Kavanai Lezevach Shlamim, Lezevach called to tell you Kalshu Zevach. Once you're shechting it, no matter why you're shechting it, whether you're shechting it Stam for a Shlamim, for an Oiler, for a Chattis, for an Oshim, for this, for that, for the other thing, makes no difference. Automatically Bo Shlamim. Period. That's what the drasha is of Rabbi Yochanan, Aliva de Reb Chanina, and that's why they argue with the Chacham. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Mishtana l'machsheves psul. What means Mishtana l'machsheves psul? That if, in addition to shechting this Moisra Pesach, l'shem oila, he also had another bad machshava. What type of machshava? Zutimor heich avida, like heichi domi. Give me an example. Shach l'shem oila, amanas lizrik doma lemachar. Now, amanas lizrik doma lemachar, that's a machshava's pigul. Just like lechol chutzlis manoi, zrikal chutzlis manoi. Oh, that's what that would be already chutzlim koimoi, and that would be only possible mishka pigul.
And also is called pigul.
Oh, it's och. See here, shach l'shem oila almanas lizrik doma lemachar. If you shach l'shem oila, so this guy, you see, you're talking about a moisra pesach, which in other words chutzlis manoi,
not an
erev pesach, and he has in mind not for shlam, he has in mind for an oila, which that was totally in the machloik as we had before. Is it kosher? Not kosher l'shem shlam. He had in mind oila, but nevertheless, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan said it becomes a shlam, even though he had in mind the shem oila. What happens if he's also mafagel the carbon by having this machshava lizrik dama lemach?
It's not too perfect though. So
I mean, you're already getting into the test. But before we get to that, Frank Dimara, why are you even asking the question? Become mokum posel. Anyway, it's going to be pigul posel. Was enough gemina. He had a mind for an oil. He had a mind for a shlam. Once he had a machshava pigul. What's hacks me a cup? What's your shayla? Says Dimara, I'll tell you. Im Taymar, if you're going to go and say, Mishtana l'machshev is posel, says the Gra, posel. Im Taymar, Ein Mishtana l'machshev is posel, it's pigul. Vos mein tzigmar tzizog. Now this is what we're getting to Barry's point. We already had many times in Pesach Zvachim, and even in Pesachim and other places, that for something to become pigul, it's got to be pigul perfect. What means pigul perfect? Katzoras kosher, kachatzoras posel. That other than that machshava of pigul, everything else had to have been bekashrus the way it's supposed to be. Aha, zayigit. This person had over here machshava's pigul. If you're telling me by having in mind l'shem oila that causes a psul, that it's not pigel perfect. Lemaisa, it'll be possible. Why will it be possible? Because either machsheves oil is possible, or machsheves pigel is possible. It'll be possible, but it won't be chorus of pigel because it wasn't pigel perfect because I had a machsheves psul. However, if you're going to go and tell me that the fact that I had a machshava for oila, that's le malav le moided, this is gunish. Why? Because Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan said that automatically he grabs a shlum anyway, so he could stand on his head and he could say oila, 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 but le maisa remained a shlumim. So there was no psul other than the machshava's pigel. Then it would take a be pigel and be a dinner of chorus. It's take a gittin of gimina. So now we understand why the gra is mishana, because in time a mishana le machshava's posel. If you're going to tell me that the machshava that he changed it to have oila, that that's called machshava is possible, then it's possible. It doesn't become pigel because it's not pigel perfect. But en taymar, en mishana machshava is possible. No, the fact that he said it's oil is gunish mit gunish, then it's like a pigel because there is no other psul involved. Zayigit, beautiful. Next, we're going to finish this at the bottom of the yomid, the last line. Again, we're talking about not on Erev Pesach throughout the year. If he had in mind Lishmoy throughout the year, meaning now today, which is somewhere in the middle of Kislev or Cheshvin, I'm sorry, Cheshvin, he has in mind today for Karban Pesach. That's Lishmoy Lishem Karban Pesach. It's definitely possible. No good. Possible. That's it's possible. What happens? And that the first we should talk about Erev Pesach. If, however, he has in mind Shaloi Lishmoy, meaning either Stam, or he has in mind for Shlomim, or like Rabbi Yochanan said before, even for Karban Oila, then it will be a Din of Shlom, it's a kosher Karban. So what happens if this person said, I have in mind Lishmoy Vishloy Vishmoy? In other words, I have in mind Lishem Karban Pesach, and I have in mind Lishem Karban Shlom, and it's Bishayim Moshe Shana, not an Erev Pesach, during the year. What's the Lochana? Is Rabun Bar Chia Bishem Shmuel Bar Abba Mekimin She'en Loi Shem Nasu Kishoichtu Lishmoy Vishloy Lishmoy Bishtika Vuhu Kasha. The Vilna Goyen changes the gears somewhat and he changed a few of the words. But the point is that what would have happened if he would have said Stam Shaloi Lishmoy Bishari Moise Shana? Shaloi Lishmoy Bishari Moise Shana is a Kushar Karm. On Erev Pesach is not a Kushar Karm, but throughout the year Shaloi Lishmoy is a Kushar Karm. So now what happens if he does b'shtika v'shaloi l'shmai? B'shtika v'shaloi l'shmai means he didn't say anything, he didn't have any machshava, but he just had a machshava shaloi l'shmai on Shari Mois Hashanah. The carbon itself, says the Takli Chadatin, on its own was originally mufrash for purpose of Karm Pesach. So l'choira, every b'shtika, if he has no machshava, hin and a hair and a hin, automatically it's l'shmai l'shem Karm Pesach, because that's why he was mafreshit l'chadchilah. But nevertheless, if he doesn't say anything, he has no machshava, and he has a machshava shaloi lishmai, I say it's kosher, meaning that that new machshava shaloi lishmai means the karban shlamim that trumps the stam machshava of shtika. The more use the term shtika means that a stam machshava that he didn't have anything in particular, the blank machshava. Oh, so the shaloi lishmai trumps that, and it says that the karban is kosher. Says Igmar, why don't we say the same thing over here too? That even if he says Beferish I have in mind Lishmoy Lishem Karban Pesach, and then after that he says Shaloi Lishmoy meaning Lishem Shlomim, that it should also trump that the Shaloi Lishmoy, just like it trumps the Shtika, the blank Machshava, it trumps the Lishmoy Machshava, because the blank is a Lishmoy Machshava. So that's what Rabun wants to say. Rabun Barchi B'Shem Shmo Barabim Kim Shem Lishem Nasik Shok Shalishmoy Lishloi Lishmoy B'Shtika, and it's Kusha. Amalei, imkain, if it's bazoi, imkainu, afil shach lishmai, amanas lizik dom shaloi lishmai, yase misho harishoine, kishach lishmai, vishloi lishmai, vishtika, v'yei kusha. Why don't you say the same thing? What happens if he shachs at lishmai, but b'shas hashchita, he has a machshava me'avoida li'avoida. We had a shalom, remember, sechtes, m'psochim, kem mechashvin me'avoida l'avoida. So that's the type of thing over here. B'shas hashchita, the shaykhet says, I'm shachting lishmai, l'shem karbet, Pesach. And if he would say immediately after that, I'm shachting Lishem Karban Pesach and Shlomim, the Gemara just concluded now it would be Kusha, because Moise Pesach Shlomim and the Shloi Lishmoy trumps the Lishmoy. What happens if he says I'm shechting Lishem Karban Pesach Amanaz Lizraik Lishem Karban Oila or Lishem Karban Shlomim, a different type of carbon? So Freita Imken Afilu Shacht Lishmoy Amanaz Lizrik Domi Shloi Lishmoy Yaser Yeyasa Mishoha Rishoyne Kishoich Lishmoy Vishloi Lishmoy Bishtika Biyakusha. We should say Lichoyin should be the same thing, because the first part was Lishmoy, which we said Lishmoy Lishem Pesach is like Shtika, it's the same thing. And then Lizrik Domi Shloi Lishmoy, that's Kusha B'Shari Moise Shuna. Let the Shloi Lishmoy trump the Lishmoy, and it should be Kusha. Amr Abba Mary, man lo bishtika kusha, I never bishtika pusel. Now the test of the Vilna Gaon Machzor B'Slamish, mean nole bishtika kosher, dilum bishtika pusel. The Gemara is saying is you are jumping to hasty conclusions because you're assuming that what would happen in the case where it's a pure type of case. What means a pure type of case? If he has in mind a shchita shaloi lishmoi, and or a shtika, I'm sorry, a shchita b'shtika, a shchita b'shtika, and then after that b'shas the shchita he has in mind lizrik domoi shaloi lishmoi, you're assuming that that would be kosher. I don't know that would be kosher. Maybe domoi b'shtika would be posel. When did I say before that the machshav of shaloi lishmoi kashers and trumps the shchita? That trumps the lishma b'shchita or the shtika b'shchita. That's because in the same shchita I had in mind a shtika. I didn't say anything, and then I had in mind shaloi lishmoi. The shaloi lishmoi tells you it becomes a shlamin. But here we're talking about that the shchita was totally b'shtika, and then he did a zrika subsequently shaloi lishmoi. I don't know what the locha would be. Maybe in such a case it would be a pusel karban. And you want to go and bring a raya from a shoychta lishmoi where he said beferish lishmoi that what and zorek domi shaloi lishmoi. That should also be kosher. It can't be better than shtika. And I didn't pass what shtika is. See, if shtika would be kosher, this would be kosher. But if shtika may be pusel, then this would also be pusel. So therefore, you cannot be poshet the shaila.